Bridgeport Times and Evening Farmer, established 1790, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Thursday, August 19, 1920. Price, 2 cents. Praise for women and suffrage. Democrats faithful, says Fitzgerald. Women and men prominent in the national, state, and city affairs have expressed their gratification at the action of the Tennessee Assembly in ratifying the suffrage amendment. In the following list will be found the opinions of most of the leaders. Democrats faithful, says Fitzgerald. Special to the Times. New Haven, August 19. When asked for a statement on the ratification of the suffrage amendment, Mayor David E. Fitzgerald of New Haven said, "What can I say except that it is what Connecticut democracy has been working on for the past 10 years? We have been back of this matter for the past 10 years and in all sincerity. Our efforts have not been merely surface ones like those of the Republicans who have been favoring suffrage for the past year merely as a matter of political expediency. If the inner workings of the Republican leaders' plans could be brought to light, it would have been found that their attitude, some for and some against, was merely to keep the people guessing. The Democrats have and do believe that women are entitled to participation in affairs of state and the making of laws from a political standpoint. Women are just as intelligent, just as broad in their conception of public matters, have as great a vision of affairs as men. It is a matter of justice and of paying to woman the tribute due her. Connecticut democracy has always favored suffrage and, for the past 5 years, have included a plank in its platform to that effect. The Republicans have merely treated from the viewpoint of political expediency and only because it was surely coming. Women, not men, deserve credit." Lynn W. Wilson said this morning, in reference to the action by Tennessee, "Woman suffrage being accomplished, it remains to get from this revolutionary reform the early and the late fruits which it will produce. The nation, which has been governed by half the national mind, consents to be governed by the whole. We have been, if not precisely half-witted, something approximating that state, and being now whole-witted will do better. It is regrettable that Connecticut could not complete by its act the chivalrous ratification of the Susan B. Anthony Amendment, but no applause is to be withheld from Tennessee, which is advantaged in dignity and glory because the political leadership of Connecticut is of the blind leading the blind. I am proud because I was not late in espousal of this cause, which I have supported politically and in the newspapers I edited during many years. I know how little the movement owes to men, except that they have yielded a tardy wisdom and a slow justice. The movement has been led by women, who are the equal of any leadership whatever." Miss Grace Murray, acting executive secretary at Hartford and organizer for Fairfield County. "There is, of course, a possibility of contention. I was talking with national headquarters in New York this evening, and the leaders are very happy down there and feel that nothing can be done now to upset things. We, however, are waiting." Hugh J. Lavery, member of the Democratic State Central Committee. "There may be cases where the wife will follow the politics of her husband strictly, and some people believe it merely means the amassing of so many additional votes on each side. But I believe the incentive of greater freedom of action will be a bigger boon to the Democratic Party." Mrs. Chapman Catt, president of the Women's Suffrage Association, telegraphed the following statement: "Tennessee has triumphantly closed the 60 years of women's struggle for the right to have their prayers counted on Election Day. The gallant men of the volunteer state, unafraid of the noisy threats to intimidate, have opened at last the long locked door through which millions of grateful women will pass to political freedom." From Governor Cox, "The civilization of the world is saved. The mothers of America will stay the hand of war and repudiate those who traffic with a great principle. The action of the Tennessee legislature has another significance. It is an earnest of the Democratic policy to pay its platform obligations. From Senator Harding, "All along I have wished for the completion of ratification and have said so, and I am glad to have all the citizenship of the United States take part in the presidential elections. The Republican Party will welcome the response of American womanhood to its appeal to the confidence of all our people." From Democratic Chairman White, "Whatever the Republicans have tried to do with regard to suffrage, they have failed, and it remained for the Democratic leaders to put suffrage through." Chairman Hayes of the Republican National Committee stated, "I cannot too strongly voice the gratitude which I feel that the suffrage amendment is ratified. Both parties recognize that the effects of the approaching presidential election will influence our national life, for weal or for woe, for at least 50 years.